Hello and welcome to Zero to Hero, and this week's episode, From Dark to Light. Ooh, dark to light. God, you know what? It's such a vast subject to talk about, from dark to light. And a few people will understand it. Most won't. Won't have a clue. And basically, I don't know if you've felt anything around the world lately, but it's a lot going on, a lot going on, and a lot of controlling going on, and a lot of fear-based stuff. And you know, we're surrounded by darkness. We are surrounded by darkness. And I know it sounds doom and gloom, but please bear with me, okay? Because do you know what? I wrote some notes down, but I just go straight off on a tangent. I can't help it. What I find is, if you do not understand the darkness, have not experienced it in its entirety, not just a little teeny bit, but the different aspects of the darkness, and there are many, many aspects of it, and I mean many aspects of it, every day of your life, you may experience it without realizing. And the darkness, what it does, it takes your energy, it feeds off of you. And one of my bugbears is, it's my bugbear, it's my opinion. I hold a very strong opinion on it, and you may have the complete opposite opinion, which is okay. But what I find difficult to take is when you find people that want, well, I say they want to help others, I don't know, maybe that's the front, but haven't understood the darkness or really experienced it. They may have had a crappy relationship, and that's their experience of darkness throughout their whole life. And because of that, they then, you know, run lots of circles, or they do retreats or events, this, that, and the other. But without delving into the darkness and really understanding it and really understanding what others are going through, yeah, and just brushing it aside, say, oh, all you need to do is love. That's all you need to do. That's all you need to do. And to a certain extent, yes, I agree, to a certain extent. But if you haven't built up your foundations, your knowledge base, your experiences, you know, it's like, put it this way, it's like having I'm going to just have to say what comes into my head. It's the clairvoyance coming in. I saw a Roman soldier. Okay, so I'm going to go with that. That's what they've shown me, so I'm going to go with that. And you imagine someone who's a bit dweebish and a bit of a nerd, and they get, you know, maybe bullied a little bit or whatever, and I think, oh, stuff this, you know. Roman soldiers may have come through their village and just push this young lad down to the ground in the mud. I'm just going with it. Please bear with me. And he's like, stuff that. Right, I'm going to be a soldier. And that's his experience of like, oh, that's his little bit of darkness. So he thinks, right, I'm going to join the Legion. So he goes along, joins a Legion. Right, let's go and do this. Right, I'm going to train. I'm going to train with them. Yep. And then goes out into the battlefield and gets killed. I know it sounds morbid, but where is his real life experience? Hasn't had any. His view of the darkness is, oh, they pushed me in the floor, right, I'm gonna get back up. Or he may have joined a different army or whatever, you know, may have joined a different army and go, I'm gonna fight them, I'm gonna get my own back on them. Not how the, you know, how the film Gladiator pans out, is it? But I hope you understand what I mean by that, that, you know, you may think that you've done this, you may think you've done that, but when you're out in the field, as it were, Where's the real life experience? Where is the real life experience? Because that's what counts. It really, really is. And we're surrounded by the darkness. Wasn't even going to go down the spiritual part, but in the beginning, but hey ho, that's where it's gone. But yeah, the darkness. I mean, look out. I mean, I was talking to my children the other day. I said, you know what? I can't remember. I cannot remember the last time we had a crystal clear blue sky, deep blue sky, without any clouds for a whole day. I just cannot remember. Cannot remember. I said, even a beautiful sunny day, warm day with like big white fluffy clouds. I can't remember. All it is this bloody haze, this wispy white haze, or, you know, like the chemtrails. And I said it to someone yesterday, actually, you know. Get him off on a tangent, but you may learn something here. And it was a guy on a stand for Alzheimer's. And I come out of a supermarket. I said, oh, can I talk to you about Alzheimer's? I said, I'll tell you what, I'll save you time. Would you like to know how to deal with Alzheimer's? Instead of just collecting money, would you rather not have knowledge and pass that on to people? I said, well, what have you got then? So I said, well, what do you find in all Alzheimer's, what do you call them, patients? He says, I don't know. Aluminium in the brain. Oh, how do you get aluminium in the brain? And he said, I don't know. I said, look up at the sky. And it was a horrendous, like, it was not like thick grey clouds, but it's like a blanket had been pulled over and all the planes spraying. So I said, there you go. He says, what? I says, come on. You can't tell me you can't see that. Well, conspiracy, it's right in your face. Look at the spray that's coming over. When do you remember the skies being that way? And I said, what helps put the fluoride, sorry, the aluminium into the brain? Fluoride. Fluoride in the tap water, in the toothpastes. And you've got aluminium in the deodorants going straight in to the body. It's like, oh, okay. And it's like you can't help some people. You can try to, but his experience of Alzheimer's is his nan had it, and that's it. That's it. That's what I'm saying. He hasn't been out in the field. So he's there collecting money for a charity for Alzheimer's, which the CEO will be getting millions and millions a year from without doing any donkey work. You know, and they use people, not saying all charities, but the majority of charities use people to do the groundwork that have had relatives die from whatever. Get them feeling sorry, and they've got a mission, right? I don't want anyone else to suffer from this. Collect money, collect money. And then the CEOs on millions. It's like, that's darkness. That is darkness. Why don't you educate yourself? The amount of times I've said to them, whether it's cancer research, Alzheimer's, soldiers, anything, I said, why don't you educate yourselves instead? And they don't. So it's not having field experience. But then we have, you know, with the chemtrails, we've got GMO foods, the fluoride in the water, constant war, famine, you know? And it's fear, 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 constantly fear. And anything that the media puts out is fear-based. You see it all the time, fear-based. And here's something you may not know. In Greek mythology, Medea, Medea, in Greek mythology, she had great intelligence and skill and was a master manipulator. A master manipulator. Medea, master manipulator. You know, people say it's just a coincidence. It's like, oh my God, how many coincidences does it take for you to take it on board? Okay. Now, how does that fit in with now? Master manipulator, media, master manipulator. Well, we have lots and lots of different outlets, don't we? Lots of, oh, and she also used lots of different methods to kill, right? Lots of methods to kill. So she was a master manipulator and used lots of different methods to kill. She even killed her own children. So what does our media have? We have the TV, we have radio, newspapers, social media. The internet. Are they different methods of media? And what they're doing is killing the brain cells of people. People that are watching it and absorbing that information. That is forming their personalities, their actions, the way they think, the way they live. Okay? That's what its job is to do. It's not to inform you of, what's going on. In a way it does, but it's to get you in a fear-based mindset rather than a love-based mindset, a happiness-based mindset. And we see numerous false flags. Well, the past 4 years has been a massive one. People in debt, food shortages, all the people that stole all the toilet rolls. Remember that a few years back? That might have been 4 years ago, actually. Yeah, it was. All the toilet rolls gone. It's like, my God, everyone's going crazy. Where's the toilet rolls? All the people stacking it up stuff everyone else. Because the media put out there's a toilet roll shortage. I knew people that worked in these ginormous warehouses and said there isn't. They're stacked to the roof with them. It's just they've been told not to take them to the supermarkets to create fear. It's manipulation. Manipulate everything's manipulation. It really is. But what it is that you've got to ask yourself, people can't admit that they've been lied to. They don't want to believe this is going on. Okay? They don't want to believe it's going on, that everything is manufactured and manipulated. Absolutely everything. Okay? But they can't admit they've been lied to because they've built a whole identity around that. And if they were to face the liars and question, even question, go, well, that doesn't make sense. Even if they did that, their whole identity will start to crumble and they won't know who they are. It's like, well, hold on, I'm holding on to that identity and, like where people go to vote. Can you believe people still vote? Everyone knows it's rigged. Everyone knows it's an illusion. Voting in new slave master. That's all you're doing, really. A new CEO for the slave corporation. And it sounds negative, but you've got to understand it. You've got to understand it to get through it. Does that make sense? Because if you don't understand it, you're just going to get sucked up in a whirlpool of manipulation. All right. But it seems as though we're not really wanted here on this planet or this realm. It seems as though, okay, we're going to do this to the human race. We're going to, everywhere they turn, that we're going to go bang, bang. We're going to bombard them with bad news. I mean, you look recently, that ship in Baltimore, in the States, look at that, hit a bridge, or hit the concrete base. And if you see the size of the concrete base, it's huge. But as soon as it touched it, bang, the whole bridge fell down. People go, what? Hold on a minute. And then the more you look into it, you can see what it's all about, really. Okay? There's so much into it. It's not just a surface thing. This is what I'm trying to get across to you guys. It's not just a surface thing where you go, oh my God, if you go like shipping groups on Facebook or wherever, you see them talking about it from their point of view. Oh, it's because of this, it's because that, because the ship is this, because the ship is that. And someone put, well, I'm not being funny. That looks like a direct hit, And then all the people started attacking him. And it's like, come on. Yeah, the more you read into it, the more, yeah, there's lots behind the scenes going on that the general public will have no idea about. But, I'll leave you guys to research that if you wish to, because otherwise it goes into hours and hours. And we don't have the time now. But the thing is, with this constant bombardment of negativity, the darkness, and I don't mean darkness in a way like, well, actually, it's I was going to say sunny outside. We don't really see the sun anymore, especially here in the UK. It's gone on a permanent vacation. I don't mean that, oh, it's got really, really dark, really dark. I mean, look at, I'm going to say this, and this podcast will come out, should come out just before the event, the 8th of April, the 8th of April event. And some people say this is going to be the biggest event in 5,000 years. Okay. And people in the States will know more. But this total eclipse, a total eclipse where the moon, say the moon, is going to block out the sun. But the interesting thing is that the path of this eclipse is where it's going. In 2017, apparently, It went over, another total eclipse went over, was it numerous towns called Salem? And you know, Salem comes from Jerusalem. Yeah? A lot of people don't realize that, but Jerusalem. If you get Jerusalem, we see it as one word. But when you break it down, Jerusalem. And it went over numerous towns. And it went from, yeah, down, left, up, I don't know, the west side of America coming down and went down the east. Yeah, over numerous towns called Salem. Okay. And it's, yeah, just a coincidence. Really? That's a bit, come on, you couldn't make that up. And now this year, it's coming from the lower left. No, yeah, lower left. If you're looking at America on a map, the lower left and rising up. Oh, I don't know the state, so please forgive me, Americans. Coming up, so the opposite direction, forming a kind of a cross. I think it's called a tar, actually. But this time, it's going over numerous towns called Nineveh, and also Little Egypt. Look up Nineveh, Ninevech, Nineveh. I think it's in the Bible. Again, I don't know the Bible, so please don't shoot me down. That the town of Nineveh was told to repent, otherwise God would just like annihilate everyone there. And it's going over, I think it's, is it eight or nine towns called Nineveh? Come on, come on. And the shape is kind of a funny X shape. Funny how we have Twitter's turned to X. Numerous things have turned into X, haven't they? And now this is happening. Research what tar is, the symbol tar as well. And when I heard this and I saw it, I thought, well, that's manufactured, isn't it? And people go, no, it's a sign from the heavens, it's a sign from this. I say it's manufactured, absolutely manufactured. What are the chances of it one year going over loads of towns called Jerusalem and then another year over a load of towns called Nineveh? All biblical towns. All biblical towns. And we hear about Project Bluebeam, don't we? And that they're going to be manipulating things in the skies. Manipulation. Where did we hear that? Oh, just a few minutes ago. And some people believe it's not going to be the moon that's covering the sun. It's actually going to be something else. Because people are saying, hold on, the moon's over there, the sun's over there. They're not even going to be in alignment. We don't know. We don't know. But what I'm saying is, whether you believe in the sun simulator, the fake moons, the fake whatever, if in the States they've been told to fill up their car, stock up on food, at least 2 weeks' worth of food, they said the internet's going to go out, electric's going to go out, and the Home Guard is even, they call it the Home Guard? We call it the Home Guard, don't we? I'm thinking of Dad's Army. They are taking packs around to people, like batteries, torches, this, that, and the other. So it's ramping the fear up, ramping the fear up. People are losing the plot, absolutely losing the plot. And then you had this boat hit the bridge and people going, oh my God, which someone, some lady, I saw a video, she say predicted it. She said, this is going to happen. A huge event's going to happen in Baltimore on the 26th of March, 2024. Has she done it way before? Once you know the signs, you know the signs. And this is what I'm saying. Once you can recognize the darkness, how it works, you can then go towards the light. Without any fear. But what happens is they want you in a perpetual state of fear, perpetual state of darkness. And what happens is first of all, you'll come across as crazy. You try and tell people all this stuff. This is going on, that's going on. What I'd call the normies, the masses, they will never understand you. Never, ever, ever. And unfortunately, if you're in a relationship with someone who's like this, the relationship may end, friendships may end, your health declines, you have your finances, everything goes, and therefore you feel even more crazy by saying, well, hold on a minute, why are you not recognizing what's going on? You get called all the names under the sun, and you find yourself being alone, lonely. But there are millions of people around the world that are seeing through it, okay? And when we're told about the darkness, we're always told to go within. What does that mean? What does going within mean? It's shutting out the noise, the external noise, okay? The bullshit, the total bullshit, the daily bullshit, I want to call it. Like the film They Live. If you haven't seen the film They Live, 1988, it's, the guy puts on these glasses and then he goes out into the street and everything like McDonald's or the banks, all this, that, and the other, all the billboards, they're just all black and white now. And it says, don't question, sleep, eat this, all that sort of stuff. Even the newspapers, all the media, again, saying exactly the same thing. Doesn't matter what's on the cover, you don't see the covers. All you see is black writing on white everywhere. Yeah. And that's what it is. It's shutting out that noise. And yeah, it's not necessarily like, you hear a playground of children going, oh, shut that noise out. It's different. It's not what I mean. The noise is where they're trying to infiltrate your mind, manipulate your mind, recognize the signs of manipulation. You put the news on. Do you ever feel like sharp pains in your heart or your stomach tightens? Like, oh my God, that's because your soul is recognizing bullshit. That's what it's doing. This way, it's imperative that you trust it. You trust your guts. You have to understand who you really are. All right. Hardly anyone out there knows who they are. They don't. Do this. All right. Even go up to someone you know and say, who are you? And obviously, they look at you funny. Well, you know who I am. No, who are you? And I say, well, I'm John. I'm so old and I live here and I'm a carpenter. People go, oh, okay. That's not who they are. They're just telling you their name, where they live, their age, and what they do. That's not who they are. What is the essence of you? What do you believe in? What do you really, really, truly believe in? What does your soul feel? And I think it's important to come out of the darkness into the light. And again, this is where, oh, it's another bugbear of mine, that the spiritual community, in my eyes, my opinion, has been hijacked by the darkness, and it's a kind of a false light that's going around. So I thought I better get that in there. I have to get it in there because I see it all the time, all the time. More and more people are recognizing it, and the darkness is getting good by using people, and it does use people, and it will use you. It will use you. So this is where you have to be really mindful. It will certainly use you if you're fear-based, okay? And it will find your fear, no matter what it is, no matter how small it is, it will latch onto that fear and then grow it and grow it and grow it, okay? That's why you can't live in fear. But one of the main things is to, and these people want to fit in. Even though they're spiritual, they want to fit in. Oh, I don't want people to like them, like me, like me, like me. Get rid of that. Don't worry if people like you or not. As long as you know where you're going, what you're doing has the best intentions for yourself and humanity. Yeah. So working on your likes and dislikes. What do you really like? What do you really, really like? And I'd ask you to go back to your childhood, your teenage years, your early 20s, for example. What were you doing? Are you still doing that now? I'd highly likely say no. You might go, I am. That's very rare. Okay. Look back and go, well, I used to like this music, but then I got with this partner and they didn't like it. So we ended up listening to their music. Or I used to dress this way and I love it. I felt so confident. But then I got with these people and I liked them. I wanted to fit in. So I changed it. And so therefore, you're becoming a product of the manipulation. So go back to your childhood right now. Your childhood, your teenage years, early 20s, if you were out clubbing, partying, going on holiday, your happy times. What were you doing? What music were you listening to? What clothes were you wearing? What kind of beliefs did you have? Yeah. And feel that excitement. You feel that excitement. It's like, oh, wow, I remember. People love the 80s music. I love it. I'll get my kids listening to it all the time. And they're like moving ahead. And I said, you don't get this music anymore. In fact, I let them listen to the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. We're listening to Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., all those kind of people at the minute. And they're going, oh, yeah, I like this. I said, oh, it's such beautiful music, you know, fills you with such joy. That's why they don't want you listening to it. So this is where you have to go out of your own way to search this. Search it. Think, oh, I'm going to listen to that, you know. And so knowing your likes and searching for new likes. Right, what else will I like? Then also knowing your dislikes. I don't like that. I really don't like being in their company. You know, when my family comes around, I feel really crappy and I don't like it. Don't have them around him. Don't have them around. Oh, my partner talks down to me. They're always calling me names or saying I'm this, saying I'm that. That's not a relationship to be in then. I'm going to be straight. I'm going to be straight. Because for many years, we put up with the bullshit. We put up with it. So many damaged people damaging other people. And it's up to us to draw a line and say, no more. No more. We have to recognize these behavioral traits and this manipulation that's going on to turn man against man. I'd better say woman against woman as well. What's I get in trouble for that nowadays? You know, so knowing your likes and dislikes. And I used to say to my kids, I said, yeah, years ago when we had records, they'd bring a song out on the radio and we listen to the top 40 and go, oh, I like that song. And so you'd go out, maybe get the single, but then you'd also buy the album. Just think, oh, what other songs have they got on there? Oh, I like that one. Oh, wow. And you get into it and then you listen to other music that's similar to it and your music taste grows and grows. Yeah. So know your likes and dislikes. And a big thing is do not allow social conditioning to affect you. The social conditioning of the news. If anyone out there says, oh, have you heard about this? Not interested. Not interested. Oh, well, why is that then? I just don't want to know because it's low vibrational crap. The whole of life is manipulated. And I'm just going to say this, see if you recognize it. If we look back in history, if we do it decade by decade, okay, if we look, I lose track because I take no notice of it anymore, but what are we now? What are we, is this the 2020s now? Is that what they call it, the 20s? When we used to think about the 20s, we thought about the 1920s, didn't we? And they call it the noughties, don't they? For the, is it from 2000? Oh, what year are we? Well, the fake manufactured year, because it's not the real year, by the way. The 2000s, I think they call that the noughties. Then obviously we had the 90s, 80s, 70s, 60s, 50s, 40s, 30s, 20s. What did they call them? The 10s. What was that called? I don't know. And then it'll repeat itself, won't it? Because I remember listening to Rudolf Steiner and he said, yeah, in the 80s. I thought, what do you mean in the 80s? You died in 1920, whatever it was. How do you know about the 80s? He was talking about the 1880s. So my brain's going, oh my God, look at it. Look, it's repeating. Look at this. And you notice that the fashion changes. Yeah, look at years ago, up to, I'd say, the 60s, where a lot of men would be wearing suits. More in the 50s, 40s and 50s, suits, hats. And then obviously you had the sexual revolution in the 60s, so things started changing and people got more liberated, as it were. Again, that was manufactured by the CIA. It's all manufactured. The trends, the fashions, the way of thinking, the words, the new words that come in. My kids go, oh, that's sick. So what do you mean it's sick? Well, it's not well. No, it's good. Well, say it's good then. Don't say it's sick because that's a negative vibration there. And as adults, if you don't have children, you don't see what's going on. So they're changing the language patterns again. But let me ask you this. If you think of a stately home, right? A stately home, great big stately home with land and land, hundreds and hundreds of acres. What do you imagine? You imagine the owners riding horses, having their shotguns, going hunting, dressed very well. having exquisite food and wine, blah, 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 and not working, not working. Okay. So we call old money, they're landowners. And they own the land that you live on, the house that you live on. They own it. You don't. They collect money. Okay. They collect money. You pay them. You pay their money without realizing it. You pay it via council tax, via rates, via everything. It goes to them. They use companies called councils to siphon it through, to launder it through. Otherwise, if you knew that you were giving money to these landowners, you'd stop it immediately. There's a little bit of a sidetrack there. But what I'm saying is, these families, have they changed over the years? Have they got with like the new fashions, the trends, the words, this, that, and the other? No. They stay the same. They stay exactly the same. Yes, they may send out the youngsters, out into the public arena, kind of looking like the public, but behind the scenes, they're all still suited and booted. They have exactly the same attitudes. Yeah. So this is where you've got to be careful of social manipulation and social conditioning. Okay. And you've got to gain the little pleasures in life. Well, the little pleasures become big pleasures, such as getting out in nature, being around animals, trees, the rivers, the lakes, the oceans, being near them. Have you ever, just thinking now, have you ever sat in a forest or in a field that's surrounded by trees and there's a lovely breeze and you can hear the trees, the way the wind goes through the trees and the leaves? It's like, oh, that's so amazing, so relaxing. Plus, you're grounding to the earth. Yeah, you need to ground to the earth. You hear it all the time. Imperative that you ground. If you don't want to walk barefoot outside, buy a grounding sheet for your bed, grounding mat. Get grounded to Mother Earth. It's really, really important. Children, flipping fantastic. Oh, I love children. I really do. I was speaking to someone the other day, and they go, oh, I hate children. I went, what? No. Yeah, they run around and they pull things up and they do this and do that, and the parents just sit there. So, well, that's on the parents. The children don't know any better. The parents should be, wait, you behave yourself and go over there and stop them from doing it. So it's a parenting thing, not children. But see, these people are hating on children, where it's really they're hating on the parenting or the lack thereof. I said, oh, there's nothing better than hearing children giggling and laughing and messing about and going around playing their games and role playing and doing whatever they're doing. It is fantastic. It's great, and it pains me when I see parents swearing at their young children, you effing this, you effing that, or I might give them a slap. It's like, oh, what are you doing? What are you doing? So I don't mean go into a park by yourself and just sit there watching children. Yeah, do not do that. Don't do that. I think you know what I mean. If you just enjoy hearing them playing in a school, or some people may see that as a noise. When I hear children playing and they're all having fun. Look how much fun they're having out and about, running around, not stuck in a classroom, in a sheep pen. They're not stuck in a sheep pen. Being forced. This is the thing. Look at that. Just use that example. Put children in a school, in an indoctrination center, where you are being force-fed bullshit, bullshit every day, of what the echelons of society want you to learn, want your children to learn. Believe this, believe that, believe it's. If you haven't seen the film 1984, it's exactly like that, Realignment of the brain, do not think for yourself. We will think for you. We will do this. You must do this job. You must do that job. Do not question. We are telling the truth in everything. No, you're not. And the kids get in trouble when they're in the classroom because they're sitting there, they're fidgeting. It's like, oh my God, I'm so bored. This is crap. That's their soul crying out. I need to be outside. I need to be running about in nature. even if it's running about in the playground, they're out in the open, and then you hear them, yeah, screaming, screaming, laughing, giggling, messing about. And then they go back in the school playground, in the school classroom, right, sit down, behave yourself, and but they're all hyped up. They're all hyped up. I don't want to learn this crap. I don't want to learn it. But they're forcing you to learn. And then you go to a secondary school, and then, right, oh, we better behave now. Now you're more conditioned. Or if you were like me, wasn't conditioned and was always getting in trouble at school. Oh, the amount of times I got in trouble. We had to, sometimes we had to, they put us on report. And what the putting on report was that they gave you this kind of report card or whatever. And every single lesson, you had to give it to the teacher at the end, and they'd have to sign it, ticket or whatever, and write down your behavior. Then the next lesson, then the next lesson for however long they wanted you on report for, to recondition you. Don't question, you know? So, yeah, question things, you know? And fixing your vessel. Now, you have to understand your body is your vessel. Your soul has jumped into this body, all right? Whether it's jumped in at conception, whether it's jumped in how many weeks, months of growth, or when you were born, you know, that doesn't matter. But you've jumped into a vessel. You've jumped into a vessel. And look at the way people treat their vessels, don't they? I can't believe it. I cannot believe, like, in these drive-throughs, I go past them, like McDonald's, and there's cars and cars queued up, blocking the roads, you know, nearly causing accidents. And it's like, look what they're putting into their vessel. Look at it. And they wonder why they're sick. You know? So fix your vessel. That's your mind, body, and spirit. And yes, it takes work. Of course, it takes work. But this is what happens if you allow others to take control of your vessel, your mind, body, and spirit. Look at it. Look at the way the world's going to shit. Absolutely going to shit. Is it going to shit? Or is the light breaking through where people have had enough? People's souls have had enough now. And the more I look into things, you know, you hear of this 144,000. And people say, oh, well, there's 144,000 souls on this planet that are making a difference and going to bring the light through the dark. And I used to think, what a load of shit. What a load of shit. How can there be 144,000 out of, I don't know, 7, 8 billion. They're figures that they're just telling us anyway. But the more you talk to people, even so-called awakened people, so-called spiritual people, most of them have a limit. When you really question them, when you really, you know, put them on the spot, well, what about this? And like, oh, no, I don't want to go down that. It's a bit dark, that is. I don't want to. Hold on a minute. Well, how can you spread real light if you don't understand that darkness? Because how can you help the people that have experienced that darkness and don't know the way out? You don't know the language. Does that make sense? I know I spoke that about that a little bit earlier. This is why experience rules. That's my belief. You know, put it this way again. If you was about to take a plane on holiday, and it's like, you know, whatever, 5, 6 hour flight, and you got on the plane, and I said, oh, we'd like to welcome our pilot. He's just passed his test, and this is his first flight. You'd be shitting yourself. Oh my God, what the hell? What the hell? Whereas if you said, yes, our experience here, he's got like 30 years experience. He knows it in and out, in and out. And I had this thought years ago, right? And I got on, I think it's the only time I've ever been on a British Airways plane, right? The higher end of the spectrum. And where did I go? Lithuania. Went to Lithuania. That was on a blind date, believe you or not. My friend said, only you, Grant. My God. To Lithuania on a blind date. Doesn't mean she was blind, you know what I mean? Anyway, I was on it on the plane, and I think the flight was pretty rough, and I thought, it's okay. It's a British Airways pilot. I've got nothing to fear. And that was my thinking back then, years ago. You're talking over 20 years ago, 25 years ago. And it's I had faith. It's a British Airways pilot. They would not let substandard pilots in. I don't know. I don't know if that's fact or no fact. I have no idea. We can't have a substandard pilot to be crashing all the planes, but it's my belief in it, my faith. No, they're going to be highly trained. They know it more than what I do. I don't know anything about flying. They do. It's their job. They're the specialists. Have faith in them. They've got the experience, the tried and tested experience. So make of that what you will. And this is where fixing your vessel is also fixing your psyche. You know, your whole psyche, the way you hold yourself, the way you carry yourself, the way you live your life. Yeah. The way you are in tricky situations, the way you are if people need help. You know, people need help, help them, regardless if they don't help you back or not. That doesn't matter. It's about knowing and becoming your true, authentic self, trusting your intuition, trusting it, you know, rather than letting the media or others that are Agent Smiths of the Matrix knock you, knock your beliefs, knock your trust in your intuition, knocking your psyche, your whole psyche. You're being bombarded with frequencies. Well, we all are being bombarded with these frequencies constantly. Frequencies, the chemtrails, the foods, the water, the medicines, the media, everything, bang, 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 being bombarded. You can stop that. You can stop that. Doesn't have to be that way. It really doesn't. You know, you don't have to worry about going to bed going, oh God, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. Oh my God. Wake up thinking the same things, tossing and turning all night. No, because they're putting worry into your mind. So therefore, it's affecting your dream state. You know? So if you want to supercharge your intuition and your psyche, then I've got something freaking amazing for you coming up. I'm not going to say what it is yet. I'm going to say it on the next podcast. But all I'm going to say is make sure you're on the mailing list, my email mailing list. Make sure you're on that. A lot of you already are, and you receive these podcasts weekly that come through. But I've got something absolutely awesome for you. Absolutely awesome. And you don't have to pay a penny. So, you want help with your psyche, your intuition, want to be able to see through all the bullshit, understand the thoughts and the feelings you're getting daily, and be able to read into situations correctly. Get on that mailing list. I'll put the link below the show notes. And I hope that kind of made sense. Things up. As you know, I just think, oh, it's only going to be a 15-minute podcast. But this what I'm saying is information that people need to hear, you know, because how on earth are we going to ever turn this world around, which is led by psychopaths, and make it a much better world? It needs people to put the work and the effort in. Maybe it is 144,000 that really will put the work and the effort in. Maybe it is. I don't know. But if you've got 144,000 people doing that, I'm not saying that's true, by the way. I'm just putting it out there, my thoughts. If you've got 144,000 people helping others, which I'll be doing real shortly, real shortly, crappy sentence, crappy grammar, real soon. But if one person, if each of those 144,000 affected one person, just one person positively, and got them to look at their life and go, actually, this is what I want. This isn't what I want. I don't want to live like this anymore. This is how I want to live. And we start working towards it. That then becomes 288,000. Okay. Then you get 288,000. And they tell one person each or help one person. Then, oh, I'm not going to do my maths now because my brain's fried in this podcast. But you see where I'm going, right? And then those 500 odd thousand people then help one person out. Guess what? That's over a million. Just like that. Just like that. Over a million. And then those million will do it. Then it becomes 2 million. And those 2 million will do 4 million, 8 million, 16 million. See how quick it grows. Yeah? See how quick it grows. All depends whether you want to put the work in or not, doesn't it? But there's people, myself, others, that really, really want to change the way this world is, because it's not sustainable. And I've got children, and I don't want them to, have these crappy experiences. Yeah, we have to have crappy experiences to learn, grow, develop. But what's going on right now? Oof, if people don't make a stand, then who knows what's going to happen? So let's make a difference. Let's make a difference. Get on the mailing list, guys, and I'll see you on the next podcast. Stay tuned. Take care, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.